With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Sans Pants Radio, you're definitely not ready for this jelly.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Bailey Family Circus. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Mum.
I'm Dad.
And I'm Ryder.
All right, so our first question is from Alana.
What?
What?
She's laughing at the way we did that, like chipmunks.
What?
I'm Jack. I'm Mum.
That's good to imagine us poking out little heads out of a tree saying, welcome to the show. First question is from Alanya Holder on the Gmail. She says, can I marry an inanimate object?
No. Legally, well, it depends where you are.
I think you can, yeah. Someone married the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that woman married. She married the Eiffel Tower.
What a wanker that would be. Married the Eiffel Tower in Paris.
I know. Like, that's like when people say they're reincarnated, but they're reincarnated as someone famous. Yeah. She's not like, oh yeah, I married this fucking turnstile in France somewhere. Oh, I'm married to this wall in like a farmer's garden somewhere. Yeah,
but
I know.
There's two things, isn't there? Legally, can you? Or morally?
Well, I don't think inanimate objects really have morals.
No, they don't. So
I
don't
get mad at it. No one's like, if you marry that Eiffel Tower, that is just, you know,
yeah,
that Eiffel Tower
right?
Did not give consent.
It's not about whether the Eiffel Tower says yes or no, or I do in this case. But it is as a society, do we feel that that's okay?
If someone...
No, we don't.
I don't care. If someone married...
As a society, not you.
As a family, I think we're all...
Whatever, do what you want. Marry whatever you want.
Well, so...
If someone was married to your car, right, how would you feel?
Depends what they did with it. Because I've seen My Strange Addiction, and I've seen that guy with his car, and I didn't like it.
Oh, yeah, that's not
What if
right.
it was purely platonic? There's no love making.
What would I do? Like, would he come around all the time and just hang out the front?
Or, you'd get a bit jealous.
I wouldn't get jealous. I'd tell him to fuck off. So what if I needed to go out and get milk or something? And he had to come.
He'd be in the back seat the whole time.
Imagining him in the back seat just whispering things to your car as you drive. Ryder, who's this guy? He's married to the car. He's the car's husband. No, it's our whole thing.
And you just recently bought a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it be strange when you signed it and they gave you the keys and they said, by the way, the car comes with a husband.
So I don't know if we said the car is married. It's weird because there is. I remember watching a doco about a guy that was in love with many cars. He had quite a few cars. And
dirty bastard. Did the other cars know?
Well, he was like, he used to be in love with this one car and then they fell out of love and now he's with this other.
They had a falling.
What happened? I don't know. What went down?
Did they get a counselling?
But what the thing is that for him, they were just cars. It wasn't like he just was in love with the car-ness of the whole thing.
Yeah.
And the woman that married the Eiffel Tower, she just married the Eiffel Tower. Although she referred to it as him.
Mm. I thought she referred to it as she.
Oh, possibly. Oh. Maybe I'm now. Maybe multiple people have married the Eiffel Tower.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The weirdest thing about that whole thing is that she had sex with it at the top while everyone was wandering around.
How?
Did she really?
She rubbed on it.
She just rubbed on it.
Oh,
she
that's it?
Yeah. Yeah, well.
There's not like a stick on the top she lowered herself on?
Oh, they're not God. Like, hey, look, we've discovered the Eiffel Tower does have a penis, so. How are you going to have sex with the Eiffel Tower? Come here, let me show you. Part some of the rebar. Oh, my God. But it's because I've seen another show where a woman was in love with a church banister and then they fell out of love and now she's in love with a roller coaster, I think, which she just rides on again and again and again all day.
Maybe it can't they're be confusing right. the emotion that they're feeling.
Yes, I think that must be.
It might not be love. It might be right. just.
Well, who are you to say it's not love, Mum?
Yeah, that's
I
true.
I just think, like, God bless them. If somebody was on that roller coaster every day, they're paying the guy. Cool. Yeah.
What would you marry?
What would I marry?
Inanimate object. What would you marry?
I'm trying to think of the inanimate object I've felt the most affection for in my life.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
I would want it to be something compact that I could wheel around, you know? So I could take it with me and it would. Like, maybe a bag. Like a travel bag, then I can take it with me.
No, like something you have that you feel emotionally.
Or something
close
that I presently have.
Yeah, not my just bed, something.
Probably my bed.
Really?
Yeah. What? Why? How is that disappointing?
I don't know. I thought you'd say something better than that.
Well, what would you marry?
I don't know. I wouldn't marry anything. That's weird.
I feel like that was a trap. Yeah, well, probably my bed is the thing I have the most affection for, because when I lie in my bed to go to sleep at night, there's that moment of like, you know, like...
Yeah.
Nah, but sometimes my bed annoys me. Sometimes we have a fight.
Well, all relationships have ups and downs.
So when your bed annoys you and you have a fight, do you sleep on the couch?
Yeah, of course. So we don't talk to each other for
that's it.
Yeah, yeah. But I think... As to whether or not you can... Because the woman who married the Eiffel Tower, like, they had a ceremony.
Yeah.
So there are people out there that are willing to do it. Probably legally, like, when the Eiffel Tower is destroyed, you don't get half the Eiffel Tower's stuff or whatever.
What about when you die? Does the Eiffel Tower get all your shit just dumped at the
I think this is one of these weird quirks in society, isn't it?
I know someone whose aunt married their passed away boyfriend.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh,
married a ghost. Really?
Yeah, I've read recently about a woman that married a pirate's ghost.
Wow.
Yeah, she fell in love with a long-dead pirate. She said that he came to her as the form of a spirit, and they had sex many times. That was part of the thing she said, and she fell in love with him, and then she got married on a beach.
She had the sex before she got married.
Yeah, sex before marriage.
Well, that's the pirate way.
And in... At the wedding ceremony, it was her and a portrait that someone had painted of the pirate.
Oh,
and they got married and they're in love and they're living together.
Yeah.
There's a country where you can legally marry that. France. You can marry the dead in France if you want.
How would you feel about going to the marriage, the
very
ceremony?
Upset.
If you know someone was sort of marrying a
I wouldn't be
desk
happy.
Or something, and
I would just be like, it'd be weird because half of the chapel would be people and the other half would be empty.
All the office utensils,
like, no one came.
Stapler,
that's so sad.
Yeah. Wouldn't all the computer be there? The stapler would be there.
I just think for the woman that married a dead pirate's ghost, like you're all sitting there at that wedding, like her family was there.
Right.
You just got to be like, I guess it takes all sorts. Yeah. You know?
Yes. See, I wouldn't be thinking that.
For me, I'm like, it's so harmless, you know. She's not affecting the world in any way by marrying a pirate's ghost.
I think that you, Rides, if one of your friends said, do you want to come to this wedding, they're marrying a desk, you would go. But if someone you knew said they were going to marry a desk, you would boycott it.
I wouldn't boycott it. I just think it's stupid.
What if I decided I was in love with a desk? How would you feel?
Not good.
Would you accept me, though, for who I was?
Yes,
thank you.
But, you know, there'd be some weirdness there.
There's some reservations, of course. It's unusual to marry a desk, but thank you so much for accepting me, right? Regardless. I'd accept if you married your car or whatever, I'd be like, all right.
Is the extension of it, the trouble that we were talking about with Ryder and the car before, that people start marrying things or falling in love with things that actually belonged to someone else?
Well, the woman that fell in love with the church banister, no, she used to be in love with a church organ.
Yes.
And the previous priest didn't let her come in. He wasn't cool with it. Right, and it broke her heart. But then a new priest came in.
Forbidden love,
it
the
was.
Best kind.
It was. And then she's got a real bad relationship with the church organ now because of that whole thing. But the new priest came in and was like, please be my guest. But because of the weirdness earlier, that was when she fell in love with the banister. Right. And the priest just let her lie there hugging it.
Missed the chance.
Yeah, missed the chance. Forbidden love. Yeah.
It's the organ sitting there all miffed.
Yeah. Right. Well, I mean, like, you know, there is that idea that everything has a spirit.
So you're saying it's okay to marry an inanimate
object. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it okay to marry the object if it belongs to somebody else?
Probably
not.
No. Probably not. Like, no one could. If I fell in love with Ryder's car. Well, it's weird because we're brothers. So, like, but if a stranger fell in love with Ryder's car.
Yeah.
And you were like,
I'd like that because I'd get power.
What do you mean? Because you'd be driving their partner around town. Yeah, that's true. I guess that's true.
I'd be like, I'm not even going to change the oil. He'd be like, oh,
please leave my car partner alone. But yeah, if it belongs to someone, then I guess you need their permission. And if they're not going to give you permission, you just got to
move on.
Yeah, you can move on. You're not going to marry that car.
I think that did happen to the girl with Eiffel Tower.
Really? Well, the French government probably weren't happy about it.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Yeah. There's something fundamentally not quite right.
Nah.
Like, I'm thinking about what you're saying, Jack. Like, I think this desk is made of exactly the same material that I'm made of.
Yeah.
So who's to say? The only thing is, this desk doesn't have a say. If I say I fall in love with this desk, I want to marry it.
Yeah.
The desk is like, shit.
The desk might be gay.
I don't have the same feelings for her, but I'm not interested.
That's right.
But I just also think someone falling in love with a desk is so harmless. I mean, unless obviously it belongs to someone else. But like, if right now there was a person out there married to a desk that they had in their house and they just loved that desk and they were happy and the desk was a desk, whatever.
But so we shouldn't question anything that people do.
If it's negatively.
If it doesn't hurt anybody else.
That doesn't hurt anybody else. Yeah. Yes.
Why? Who cares?
Because
life's too short
to care. It would be awkward, though, because if you go to someone's house and you're not aware that the desk is their husband,
might
and
lean
you
on
sit
her
down
wife.
To write a letter,
That's right.
Be up front
You might
about
sit
it.
On it.
Yeah.
And what if they're married to a chair and you sit on it?
Oh, that's faux pas city.
Tricky.
But that's also on them. You know, if you are married to a chair, you got to understand that it is unusual to marry a chair. So when people come into your house, be like, hey, forewarning, this is my wife.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then everyone else can arrange themselves around the idea that that's that person's chair wife. And
if they still want to stay.
How would you
to that?
How normally could you behave if you were invited around to dinner?
Yeah.
And the lady was there and she said, you know, this jug of Coke or something is my husband.
Jug of Coke.
Perfect thing to think of.
So stressed because
I'd drink it. I would honestly do that.
You'd drink it.
Of a prick that I would very, very happily drink it and watch her face.
You would drink her
husband.
I would drink
her husband.
That's intense.
And what about if she served the jug of Coke of a meal?
I thought you were going to say, what if she served you the jug of Coke? Then I'd be like, I don't know what's happening.
But
I don't know what's going on.
I think I could be normal.
You could be normal?
It would be so fascinating.
Yes.
Like, I would sit.
I would just ask questions.
Would you ask some questions like, where did you two meet?
I would just be like, are you not worried that one day you'll tip over your husband?
Yeah.
In the carpet.
Coke goes off. Like, eventually it'll go flat. Like, what? It's a very temporary husband you've chosen.
He used to be so vivacious.
It's like being like, my wife is this orange. And you're like, you've got like a week. And that's so tragic. Yeah. So I guess what we're saying is that personally, go ahead. Marry whatever you want. Mm. You want to marry the Eiffel Tower
not
or
whatever
an orange?
You want.
Not whatever. Don't
See,
marry a
where
dog.
Does it stop? That's what I wonder.
Well, an inanimate something. Do whatever you like.
Yeah. Well, that's a question.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but you're saying whatever you want.
Well, don't marry
whatever
a dog
inanimate
or anything.
Object you want.
Yeah,
a tree?
Whatever.
Can you marry a tree?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not inanimate.
Can you marry a fence?
Is it?
You can marry anything. You can marry a fence, tree, just don't marry a dog.
Can you marry the Hume Highway?
Yes.
What if you're like a Polly and you're like, I'm actually married to this tree, this
I'm
highway,
married to
this,
several highways. Yeah. Then that rules. If you're married to all the highways in Australia, what power?
Yeah.
I say go for it, personally. Mm. Legally, again, you can't marry an inanimate object, but morally, be my guest.
Mm. I just think it'd be just too weird.
It's very weird.
Look, it's unusual. It's not usual, but God bless.
Yeah.
Jacob Hubsdale from the Gmail, he says, What's your favorite emotion to feel besides happiness? And he lists a few. Fear, anger, sadness, disgust, shame, envy, or pity.
Fear.
Well, I mean, some people, you know, like a roller coaster.
Yeah, some people get a buzz out of
it. Depends what type of fear. Like, if you constantly think your loved ones are about to die or something like that.
That's not super fun. Yeah.
That whole list was negative emotions.
Yeah, none of them were good. Well, they're besides happiness, you know.
Mine is awe.
How good
is awe?
When I was coming back from Loch Ness,
yeah,
when I travelled recently and we were driving through the Highlands, my mind was blown.
And your breath is literally taken away. You're like,
yeah, you're like, how is a, like, I love
it's beautiful.
The human being that we see a very big hill and we're like, whoa, holy
when
shit.
When I think of being in awe, I do think of mountains.
Yeah, human beings rule because we're impressed by sheer size.
Yeah.
You show us a big anything and we're like, what the, get out of it. It's like the big pineapple or the big sheep here.
Yeah, Australians are especially.
We love a big thing.
Do you think that's what the male deer is doing and when he's standing on top of the hill snorting, just going, awesome. Everything's so big. So awesome.
Do you reckon other animals get awe? That's pretty uniquely human. Like, our dog, he doesn't look up at a big hill and be like,
that's a nice hill.
Fuck
I do see him admiring the view sometimes.
Yeah,
though.
So I see him looking, but is he looking for animals?
No,
or is
he's
he
admiring
just
the view.
Admiring the view.
He's just taking it all in, taking a moment to himself.
Does he say, how's the serenity?
What a hill.
Right. How's the serenity?
Awe is nice, though. But, like, even I think with like big things, like we see that massive whale, a blue whale.
Oh,
holy shit,
awesome.
That's big. Wow.
Yeah.
And little things as well.
The something problem tiny, with awe,
big fan,
is the word awesome is so overused now. It's terrible. It's diminished.
Yeah. Well, I don't even relate those two words together. I don't relate awe and awesome together. No, awesome is cool. Awe is amazing.
Yeah, yeah, true.
That's because people wrecked awesome.
Okay.
Yeah, you always talk about how much you don't like awesome. That's a big thing for you.
It is a
just like the cordless vacuum cleaner.
Oh, I want one of them.
It is impressive, the cordless vacoom cleaner.
Oh,
it's not awesome, though.
It's not awesome. No, it's not awesome. Awesome is the Scotland Highlands, right?
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's when you're allowed to say the word awesome.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
See, a nice but awesome doesn't cover that.
No,
a nice cup of tea.
It's called the Scottish Highlands awesome. You'd be like, what?
But
awesome.
That's only because that word's been diminished.
Yeah. Yes, you see, people have trashed the word.
But the true sense of the word means it takes your breath away.
That's
and
right.
You
it's
feel
not a recent thing, though.
No.
Yeah. Awesome's been gone for a long time.
Yeah, yes, it's been gone
awesome
for a long time.
Awesome died
that's
in the 60s, probably. Yeah, yeah. I want to talk more about this cordless vacuum cleaner.
He didn't actually. None of us have answered his question yet.
Yeah, me. Or. I choose or.
So we're still talking about
or. Or is sometimes even better than happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
I agree.
Overwhelming and thrilling.
Happiness is fleeting occasionally, or you're like, I'm here until I'm not looking at this mountain anymore.
I know sometimes when you're in awe, you feel like you might explode with whatever it is inside you. Yeah.
Good quick like route to awe is fireworks.
Oh.
You see fireworks, it's like a direct line. It's brief awe, but it's good. Mm.
And you're people like, even say,
yeah, they do. That's
because I honestly think fireworks are a bit overrated.
Yeah.
Like once you see them, they're cool. But, you know.
So, me with fireworks is now I've realized that there are only so many varieties of firework.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's going to be little Twizzler, big boom.
Yeah.
That's kind of
I like the little spermy ones.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, overrated. At a certain point, you're like, it's just.
So, what other emotion do you like?
I'm trying to think. What emotions
give
I
us
enjoy.
A negative one you like?
Yeah, that's
and
what
a positive one.
I'm
you
trying
like.
To think of a negative one that I enjoy. Oh, hang on, let me look at this. Let me look at this.
Well, I'll say mine. My negative one is anger.
Anger,
because it's sort of a powerful feeling, and especially if I'm angry about something that's very justified. If I'm very justifiably angry about it,
yeah, okay.
And I'm like, I know that I am right. I have a very good reason to be angry.
I think we think
it's
that's
sort
called
of a bit of adrenaline as well, because you get that like.
I remember
fury.
When you were little, because you were a very angry little kid, and I remember saying to you one day, you know, it's no good to be so angry all the time, Rise. Angry is not a very good emotion. You said it's a great emotion. I love the feeling of anger.
It's good,
yeah,
and it's true. You get a rush in a moment.
But I wouldn't say Ryder's an angry person.
No. I'm just strongly opinionated about the things that I feel.
You love righteous indignation.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That's your ticket.
Yeah, that's your... Yeah,
you love a bit of that.
Your greatest emotion there. When you know you're right and someone else is saying otherwise and you're like, I am correct.
Yeah.
And I am like in the right to be furious.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm trying to think what I quite like. It feels like a cheat, but like exhaustion.
Really?
Yeah. Exhaustion.
Why?
And hunger.
That's not an emotion.
No. Yeah. They're just, yeah.
That's like me saying taste. Yeah. I love taste.
No, you know, like when you're just like dog. Yeah, I guess that doesn't really
mentally
count.
Exhausted. Yeah. Mentally exhausted sucks.
Nah, it's all good. Something about that, like pushed to the brink.
Yes, I like that.
You're pushed to your absolute limit.
Well, it's good when you're lying down and in a good temperature.
Yeah.
But when you're pushed to the limit and you're outside and it's hot and you're still running.
And you got to go further.
No, yeah. See, I quite like that.
No, you don't. Otherwise, you'd exercise.
That's true.
But, okay, yeah. So here's an example, right? Mm. When me and Ed Goose were in Inverness, we walked for like ages. We'd walked for like 3 hours and we were walking along this canal and we stopped and we were like, there is basically like another hour walk to the, and like along this side of the canal, then there's a bridge and we'll walk all the way back. Mm. Or do we just head back now? And we were dead tired, but I wanted to walk to that bridge and walk all the way back.
I think you're confusing exhaustion with accomplishment. Accomplishment is a great emotion to feel.
When, yeah, yeah.
Like, even when you just do all the shit you have to do that day and you're like, I did it all.
Yeah, that
like,
is a good feeling. Yeah.
I booked that dentist appointment. I paid that
room.
Bill. Yeah. I cleaned up.
Yeah.
I did all the things
that
Dad's told me to
that's
do
satisfying.
And they're done. It's but it's accomplishment.
Yeah.
So satisfying, it can be anything. Accomplishment is when you've personally done something that you...
But is that an emotion?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I think satisfied is the emotion. Yeah,
but accomplishment is the like the base.
Sad can be good.
Yeah, melancholy is my negative one.
Yeah.
Melancholy is not really sad, but
you just like that's all right. When you sit down in the shower, that's a good feeling.
But it's sort of contemplative. It's like after you hear, like, you know, Simon and Garfunkel, Sounds of Silence or something.
Yeah, yeah,
I feel like that sometimes, you know.
like I kind of know what you mean. It's hard, though, because it's not like real sadness.
Melancholy.
Yeah, well, for me, I'm trying to think. The sadness I enjoy is when I feel a bit like I'm in a movie, you know?
Yeah,
is that kind
of
like, I guess it's self-pity is sometimes pretty good. Where you're like walking through the city and you're like, and it's like raining and you're like, man. But like, you know.
Yeah, it's okay.
Whatever
yeah.
emotion Green Day makes you feel. Yeah. That.
Yeah.
That's not a bad one. Yeah. Yeah. Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
I think my positive one is excitement.
Yeah, yes. Excitement does. Yeah.
It's, especially yeah. not excitement prior to the thing I'm excited about, but excitement while I'm doing the thing that I'm excited about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you're at a good theme park and you're like, this is amazing. I've already been on two rides. There's a good 20 to go. I'm so
excited.
It's like bliss, but also excitement. Like,
What is this an emotion?
Or when I see like a snake, I'm like, shit.
That's thrilled.
Yeah. That's thrilled. Mm. Yeah.
Thrilled is a great emotion too.
What?
I think maybe. No, not thrill. I don't think it's thrill.
Don't you?
Because thrill.
Yeah.
When it's just. I'm trying to think of like moments recently in my life that I've been like, oh, this is so pleasant. Mm. When it's like solitude, but
contented.
Like, is there an emotion for when it's just you and everything's still and you're like, ah, is that
relaxed?
Peace is nice.
Yeah, okay.
Quite peaceful. Enjoy peace. You know, that's a pretty good emotion. Mm. Yeah.
Serene.
Okay. Negative, I would go sad or self pity. And then positive, I would go peaceful. Those would be my ideal emotions, my two favourites.
I don't think... I very rarely feel excitement.
Oh, yeah, same. I've
really feeling at the moment about renovating a house. Like, I can't wait.
Yes, you're very excited.
I'm just obsessed. And that's such fun. And that's really excited about you coming home.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm overseas. And I was like, oh, this is such a good feeling.
Yeah.
Like, the last time I felt it was... I don't know. It's like that Christmas feeling. Stop feeling.
I get that all the time.
Do you?
Oh, that's God. Nice. I'll eat a burrito and I'll get that.
That's
and
lovely.
And you too. I've always noticed that about you. You don't feel it because you don't have any passions.
Yes, I don't. I'm
you don't have
passionate.
Anything that you really love and enjoy that's just for you. But I have so many of them.
Yeah, yeah. You but got them all.
But I think that you and I are very contented people.
Yeah.
And if you're contented, you don't have those kind of roller coaster of emotions.
Mm. But I roller coaster.
Yeah.
Go up and down. Yeah.
I was at Disneyland recently and I wasn't excited.
Yeah.
I was like looking forward to going on the rides.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, hell yeah, let's do it. Space Mountain.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh yeah, Space Mountain will be heaps of fun. Oh, that was heaps of fun. Yeah.
Sometimes excitement's bad.
Okay.
Because it's before, prior to the thing you're excited about sucks.
It's kind of stressful.
And it sort of makes me feel sick a bit. Okay. And it sort of makes me
impatient,
a tiny bit worried in case it doesn't happen or in case something goes wrong. Okay. So it's a bit of a nervous excitement.
Yeah,
your excitement, but you're thinking, what if this doesn't happen?
What's the downside?
What if
here?
I'm late? What if I'm early? What if something goes wrong?
I get excitement before I sometimes. If I've got like a night planned, if it's like going out, meeting people, getting drinks, maybe we're going dancing or something, I get a kind of excitement then. Mm. That's all right. I don't really get that nervous excitement though. It's very low level. Yeah.
What about you, Punk?
Well, my negative that I like is a bit of disdain.
Oh,
just like at the word awesome. You know?
Disdain.
That's true. You do love that.
I like a bit of disdain. Get on my high horse. Give it to everyone. Say, what are you doing with awesome? You've wrecked it.
Look at all these people at the market.
That's right. So that thing, I enjoy a bit of that.
Disdain is fun.
Yeah. And my positive one, I think, is... I like that something like accomplishment or achievement where I've done something and I feel like tired, like I've worked physically or even mentally and I go, okay, that's done and it's a good job.
Sort of like squared away,
validated.
Yeah, so I think that's...
Is that an emotion, validated?
I don't know of any of these that we've said have been emotions.
Who knows?
Somehow, they're the ones I
like.
Disdain is great.
Yeah, though. The old disdain.
When you can look at someone or something and be like,
And I'm at the age where I can do disdain.
Yeah.
I've been
like that my whole life.
Yes. But you're a bit young for disdain. I have to tell you.
Jump the gun, right?
Jump the gun, mate, because it's the old guys who can do it.
Yeah, it's true. Absolutely. And disdain is not charming in an older person, but it suits an older person.
Yeah.
Emotions are so funny because... I think that disdain goes with superiority.
Okay.
Right. Really?
For you to feel disdain, you have to feel superior.
Yes.
Know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think that there are to feel one, like maybe there are a couple of emotions that go with each other. Like you can't feel one without the other.
Yeah. But then with superiority usually comes a bit of arrogance. Mm. Do you think I'm a bit arrogant?
No.
You know what you love, Rides? A bit of smugness.
I wouldn't say that's an emotion though. But
that's an emotion.
You love a
touch of smugness.
Yeah, smug's good.
When you've won or you were right about something.
Yeah. Yes, smug is awesome.
Have
it's
you ever been
be right.
smug and then de-smug?
Oh yeah.
I've been tricked into being smugged before, and then trolled and told that the thing that I was smug about didn't happen, and that it was just
Tell us the story.
Give us the scenario. All my friends have kayaks, and they wanted to take them down the river. I was like, they're actually fishing kayaks. They're not really designed for rocks and rapids, and they might break. So I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. Worried my kayak breaks. Someone texts me and said, you were right, my kayak broke. I sent about 20 GIFs to the group chat of a smug person, and then he laughed his head off and said, I got you, nothing bad happened. They're all fine, and I hated it. Oh, God. I had when I was typing in smug into the GIF search, getting all those different GIFs, and then that feeling when he's like, I'm joking, it didn't happen, it was all good.
What was the feeling?
Is that betrayal? What is
smug?
That?
No, D-smug.
What's the D-smug?
D-smug is shame.
Yes.
And it's embarrassment.
I wasn't embarrassment. I was, a bit humiliated.
Shame
bit.
Is a shocker.
Shame.
Yeah,
that's
very
rough.
Damaging.
And guilt is horrible.
Or guilt is no good.
Yeah.
Guilt.
The only thing you can do with shame is when you're old enough, you realise everyone has gone through a bit of shame and shame's okay. What the hell?
Yeah. Either that or
but when you're young,
fuck it off completely. Yeah, you're like, no shame anymore. I'm not going to feel that.
Yeah, that's right. Just
I don't feel shame much.
Yeah, me neither.
I haven't felt shame. I can't even remember the last time.
But that's because you're good.
Yeah.
I am good. You're not wrong. But yeah, guilt is
there's
a
the smug.
When you've been mean to someone or anything like that and you feel so bad about it, what a fucking bastard I was, and you're just like, shit.
What's your good negative emotion? What's your bad positive emotion?
Bad positive,
Is that a thing?
It's a tough one.
Does that, I don't know if that exists.
Surely there's a bad positive. Well, kind of excitement,
I'd say excitement. Yeah, that nervous excitement is a sort of weird, but that's also positive. One of my favorites when it's good excitement and I'm doing the thing and it's going good, but there's that scary beforehand where I'm nervous that it's going to turn out bad.
Bad positive.
What are the positive I'm going to Google positive emotions.
Well, I don't know. I can't think of a bad positive.
Well, some people don't like... Some people freak out.
Maybe.
Some people freak out when things are going well because they think it's going to go bad again.
Oh, that's true.
Some people don't really like being relaxed because they feel like they have to do something. You don't like being relaxed.
Yeah.
Because you always feel like you have to be doing something productive.
Yes, but after I've been productive, then I really enjoy the relax.
You need to reward yourself with the relaxness.
Yes.
But you can't have an unrewarded relaxness.
No.
Yeah, but that's a bit stressful for the rest of us because we're very good
tough.
At relaxing.
Yeah.
You come in and see what we're doing all the time and give us stress.
Well, I just treat that with disdain.
You know, a positive one that I don't like?
Yeah.
What?
Being admired or having someone be
Yes,
like,
I don't like that either.
So praise.
Yeah. Praise, yeah.
No, praise, the best way to get praise is to accidentally overhear it.
Yes. Oh, that rules. Yes.
Yeah, that's... But
getting it directly, you're always like, shut up, I'm garbage, please.
You can't appreciate it.
I'm a trash man, I don't need that.
That's a good one.
That's probably a bad positive. Yeah. It's not all the time. Sometimes it's lovely for someone to be like, hey, you really appreciated that, or you're really
It depends how they say it.
And the extent.
Yeah, exactly.
If someone's like, that was great, you're like, cool.
Yeah,
but if someone says, thank you so much, that was amazing, you know, keep going.
You're like,
going.
I just don't know what to
you
do.
You are God.
Used all my responses.
You are God and I am a slave to you. You don't need that. That's scary praise. Yeah, so I'm glad we could find negative positives as well as positive negatives.
Mm. I like pride.
Yeah?
I love pride. Pride's a nice one because especially when sleep. I've...
Yeah.
You know it. But it depends what type. If it's... Like, let's say I've done something really good, and then I'm like, that was such a nice thing. I didn't have to do that. That was so nice of me. That's a great feeling. I love feeling that I'm such a good person.
Yeah.
Like, when I once gave a homeless person $10 note.
Oh.
He sort of tricked me into doing it. But after that, I was like, you know what? Whatever.
Yeah, that's great. That's
how did he trick you?
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I've told you this story a billion times. I'm not going to go into it. It's too big. But it was the chair guy and the other guy.
It's a good story.
It's a great story, but it's too long and no one cares. But I opened my wallet.
The tantalizing elements people are getting. The chair guy and another guy. Don't worry about it.
Three of them. Three homeless people. But
put it together yourselves, listeners. Figure it out.
No, but I opened my wallet to give him something. And he's like, oh, is that a $10? I'll take that. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, the same thing happened to me. He's like,
but you felt great afterwards.
Yeah, well, because there was a girl there. He said, you're so nice. I'm like, you know, I am nice.
I am good. Yeah. That's great that she wasn't like, you idiot. He tricked you.
He even told me it was for drugs after.
So that's great, though. I had the same thing happen to me on a train. A guy was like, hey, can I have some change? I was like, sure. I opened my wallet. And he's like, I see you got a 20 in there. I'm like, oh, yeah? He's like, yeah, give me that. I was like, okay. And then he left, politely mugged.
How old is he? Was he old?
No, not that old.
Yeah, mine was pretty old.
So you got a 20 in there. That's a good line.
Oh, what a jam. Because like I'm going to be like, yep, you're getting the change. Like, I got to give him the 20.
You just say, no, I really need it, sorry.
Yeah, I could have, but I was
too
afraid.
My grandma did that to my dad.
Really?
Would you believe that? I remember.
She mugged him.
Well, kind of. But it reminds me of this story, right? Yeah. Anyway, Gran, she was this
crazy,
interesting old lady.
Yeah.
Anyway, she's going to the city one day and she said, Bill, who was my dad, I'll need some money. And he said, all right. So he gets out, he reluctantly drags his wallet out from his back pocket.
Yeah.
And says, he says, how much? She says, well, 10, 20 would be better because she was peering into his wallet. He saw he had a 20. He had to hand the $20 over to her and she snatched it away, shuffled off, didn't say thank you, nothing.
That's amazing. Robbed.
10 would do, 20 would be better.
That's great as well.
That's almost the same line as the homeless guy. Yeah.
But it's funny that she just took it. Like, 20 would be better. It wasn't really a request. She was just taking the 20. So, yeah, those are our favourite emotions and our least favourite emotions. That's good. And finally, a good boy from the Discord says, how do mattress stores keep in business?
People like mattresses. People need mattresses. And on that note,
everyone's got to sleep somewhere.
Why else would they still be around? If they shut them all down, if there was this big, you know, the mattress epidemic of 2018, what would everyone do? The world would be chaos.
But our mattress we've had for way too long. So it's not like every year we're buying a new mattress.
Yeah, that's true. On average, how many...
But every year someone is buying a new mattress.
Probably every multiple day, people. Someone in Melbourne is buying a mattress.
Yeah. People have to sleep. That's we all got to sleep on a mattress.
And mattresses, the mattress industry is big.
Yeah.
Like there's all those crazy fucking fancy ones and shit.
I would be so scared to go. I've never bought my own mattress.
No, I wouldn't know what to do.
I would not know what
I'd probably be conned.
I'd be conned as well. Because I would lie down on a mattress and be like, yeah, this is good. And they'd send me that one. And I just don't know.
There is a difference between comfy mattresses and bad
ones. Oh, yeah.
Bad mattresses suck.
Yes.
But I don't think I'd be able to tell until I slept a night on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can tell. Once you sleep on a good one, it's hard to go back to a bad one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mine's good.
Zammit's mattress right now.
Does he have a fancy one?
I think. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is a comfortable mattress.
Yeah.
I've only ever laid down, never slept in it, but man, it's comfortable.
Do you prefer a hard or a soft?
Hard.
Really?
I prefer a hard mattress and a hard pillow.
I need to sink into almost to the bottom of the floor with a mattress. Yeah,
wow.
I need to be squished.
Your mattress actually is one of the nicest mattresses.
Yeah, yours is good.
It's really very comfy. Nice. It's very nice, yeah.
Well, if they stopped making mattresses, we'd have to go back to shoving straw into sacks.
Yeah, exactly.
Every night.
It's so weird to imagine a world where they've stopped all mattress factories, but nobody's making new mattresses.
Yeah,
we've just got a deal. Sorry, humanity.
Go
figure
home with
it
a
out.
Bale of straw and a sack. And...
Ancient Egyptians. If my year eight sos education is to be believed, just slept on like concrete, like hard stone, and then they had a hard stone pillow.
Well, I like sleeping on the ground.
Yeah, me too.
But
it takes me a night or two to get used to it, and once I'm used to it, I really like the hardness of it.
Yeah, so but what about the coldness of it?
Well, don't mind the cold.
Tell what I always really liked? Classroom floors
are
very comfortable.
They
when
really
there's like
are.
A large teacher or it's like the end of the week. And
what classroom are you sleeping on the floor?
Why do you interrupt?
Oh, sorry.
It's so annoying. And then you like ruin the whole thing and it's done and it's gone. I'm not even going to continue. So whatever.
Anger.
Your love. Is that right?
That's sort of frustration. Frustration's a good one too.
I don't like frustration.
Yeah. I like being frustrated and giving them a bit of curry back.
Yeah. I like sleeping on the floor as well. And I like sleeping without a pillow. That's something that I really enjoy. Yeah.
But I was mistaken. I was like, I'm going to try it. This is awesome. And then I was like, no, I'm getting that pillow back.
Well, that happens to me. I throw it away and I can get to sleep.
Mm.
Then I wake up and I have to get it back.
Yeah. That's something weird. That I find, and I only do it sleeping here at Zammit's, is I have to flip my pillow. No, I have a hard pillow and a soft pillow.
Mm.
And if I go to sleep, if I lie down and begin my night on the soft pillow, at some point during the night, I'll have to replace it with the hard pillow and I'll go to sleep.
Yeah.
But if I go to sleep in the hard pillow, I replace it with the soft and I go to sleep. What the fuck?
I have a hard and a soft. Do you remember those big fancy ones I bought recently? I have one of them that's like a good 15 centimeters tall, even with my head on it. Like it's a hard one. And I have this squishy one that's like paper thin and one of my heads on it. And I can't fall asleep on that one. But if I wake up in the morning, I'll swap to the hard one and it'll be so nice.
I don't know why.
I can't even go back to the soft.
Yeah. But if it's vice versa, do you have to swap to the soft?
No, because I can't fall asleep on the hard one.
See, for me, it depends on which one I went to sleep lying on. If I make the swap, I'll be asleep like that. I don't know what is going on, but that's just how I am. Yeah.
I think sometimes a pillow is more important than the mattress.
That's fair. Yeah, I agree. Because if you have a bad pillow, you're going to be tossing and turning and tossing and turning. A bad mattress, I don't know, because you're lying down, you're tired anyway. It kind of works out.
Yeah.
You always,
I'm thinking about mattress shops. You know when there's like the chuck out every year?
Yeah.
You see a lot of mattresses.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Chucked out on the nature strip.
Yeah, yeah.
They're chucked out, ready for someone to go and get a new one.
Yeah.
Then I think that's because everyone has a spare mattress somewhere in their house and they find it in the chuck out day and they're like, let's just get rid of it. No one's used it for 10 years.
What happens to an old mattress? Like an old, proper, big mattress? Do you take it to the tip?
Yeah.
Sometimes they redo it, get the springs out of it.
Okay. Recycle
the springs. Now, do either of you two with your pillow fold it in half?
No.
I did recently and enjoyed it. Yeah. It was good. And it's weird because it's... You think, why not just get two pillows? But it's not the same, is it? It's weird.
Gotta fold it.
I really enjoyed it. I'm probably going to be a folder in the future.
I have tried the folding lifestyle. It is not for me. I cannot fold. I end up feeling like my neck is on a right angle and I just have to lay the pillow down again and sleep on it.
For me, it's to get my neck high enough.
I'll give you my other pillow, my other hard pillow that I don't use because I have a hard and a soft. I'll give you my hard one. You'll like that.
Yeah.
That's a great
one.
But
he'll still try to fold it though.
Yeah, he
might. Do you think I will?
We'll see.
You always say that you've got a really little head. Maybe that's right.
I think my head's narrow.
I can't sleep on more than one pillow, and I think people who do are insane.
Yeah,
two pillows.
I can't sleep on my back.
I can only sleep on my back if I'm sick. Don't know why. I think it's like a tubes thing.
I'm like on a rotisserie the whole night.
Yeah, you are. You
just go flip.
Does that mean at some point you're lying face down in the pillow?
Yes. That's my most comfortable.
I sleep on my stomach every night.
Chalk body.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I sleep.
Really?
Yeah, like
someone. Well, the chalk body's anything. That's just however the body felt.
No,
but it's always like the same.
Well, like the fetal position.
Yeah. And I have my pillow.
No, recovery position. That's the one.
Really? No, vertical.
Wow.
That's an interesting one.
I always sleep with my pillow and my arm under the pillow.
Yeah, same.
But it's terrible because I wake up with a numb hand all the time.
How scary is it too? Have you ever woken up at like 2 a.m. or 7 a.m. for you?
Yeah.
With a completely numb hand and your brain is still sort of, you're just woken up, so you're sort of fuzzled.
Your brain's
like freaking out about this floppy bit of meat attached to your hand.
You get really frightened that it's never going to come back.
You do. And then you're like slowly like, okay. It's happened to my leg as well, and that's a scary one.
Yeah,
that's
happened to me.
And I got up and tried to walk. And
you can't. No, you fall down. It's dangerous as well because you can snap your leg or something.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I was just thinking, another nice surface is a polished wooden floorboard on a hot day.
Yes. Mm. That's lovely.
That's really nice.
It's a good sleep. Mm.
Could you sleep on concrete?
Yes.
I reckon I easily could sleep on concrete.
If it was plain, like, no. Yeah. Like,
I couldn't sleep in, like, a car park. I could sleep on concrete, yeah. I've had to sleep... And sleeping on floors, I've done it in the past. I don't mind it if it's just me in a room, but the times I've had to sleep on floors, it's because it's been, like, a party and there's not enough beds available. Awful.
Hell. Yeah, yeah.
And there's people snoring and you're not even lying on a mattress or something. Oh, terrible.
Nice carpet's good, too.
But you have to be on your back or your front.
Mm.
You can't be on your side.
No, not on the floor. My favorite variety of mattress is the futon.
Really?
Oh. I adore a futon.
Because
it's lumpy and hard, and for some reason that's what I'm looking for. Nah, it's the right spots for me. Right.
You know, with a futon, you're meant to put it out in the sun as often as you can. And if you put your futon out in the sun, it fluffs right up. And
really?
It's really lovely.
Ah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is the reason so many futons are hard that just no one puts them in the sun?
Because it's hard. They're heavy.
Yeah.
You know, so you get lazy.
Yeah.
I always think, you know, mobsters moving bodies, a good way to train them would be the futon.
Yeah.
Okay, Jimmy Malone, we're going to train you on moving body. You got to dump this futon in the swamp. Because moving one is like moving a dead thing. Yeah. Like,
especially by yourself.
Yeah.
Like they just dragging it. You do it in bits. You're like a corner by corner through the door.
And it hurts your fingers moving it. Yeah.
I imagine the cops screaming up to the river in the middle of the night and McGee's getting the futon out of the boot. Hang on, McGee, what do you got there?
Pack it in, boys, just another futon. Here's how we're going to dump the body. We're going to get 6 cars. 5 of them will have futons in them. 1 of them have a body. We'll trick the cops.
I always like, you know, you said that if there were no mattresses, we'd have to stuff bags full of straw.
Mm,
yeah. Like, remember that movie Heidi?
Yeah.
And, like, she slept up in the barn and... Like, you think it would be prickly, but what they used to do is put, like, sheepskin or something over the top.
Yeah.
Comfy that
does sound
that
nice.
All I can think about is the prickly.
Yeah,
but it wouldn't be. That's why you got to have sheepskin.
I can't do it.
I always think of, like, you know, like, in, like, 1920s gangster movies or whatever, like, the guy on the run hides in a barn.
That always looks nice.
But it shouldn't be. It should be just as prickly.
And cold. And this
sounds gross, but the horse... warming off.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Lovely.
Sounds kind of nice.
The what?
Like the fact that there's horses and cows in there.
Oh, yeah.
They'll heat up the barn.
That's comfort.
The smell of a horse is nice.
Yeah.
It's not bad. I could go to sleep to that. Of all the farm animals, that's probably the best smelling one, the horse.
Yes.
Yeah. So I guess as to why mattress places stay in business.
There are a lot of people.
People need to sleep on something.
Well, there are 6 million people in Victoria.
That's a lot of mattresses.
Each one needs a mattress.
Yeah.
Like how many? I can't do the sums. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Buying mattresses.
A lot of
even if only some of those buy mattresses.
That's enough mattresses to keep the mattress industry.
There are a lot of mattress shops, though.
There are a lot of mattress shops, but like you just said,
people need
6 million people. Like,
in fact, we advise this guy to go out.
Get a mattress.
Open a mattress store.
Open a mattress store because you never, it's like toilet paper and baths. You're never going to not need, it's an industry that'll be around forever.
Mm. Yeah.
Get into mattresses now. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Mum.
I've been Dad.
And I've been Ryder.
And if you've got any questions you want us answered or anything you want us to talk about, email us at BaileyFamilyCircus. Oh, I slurred that. Email us at BaileyFamilyCircus@gmail.com or hit us up on the Discord. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support this show and all our other shows on the Sandspans Radio Network, just head to sandspansplus.com and for as little as $5 a month, you get access to episodes early, all completely ad-free, as well as a heap of bonus content. That's sandspansplus.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.